First, though, this afternoon, 133693, what do the Australian Airlines need to do to earn your trust back? What services do you need to be lured back to Australia's major carriers? Now, I think it's fair to say that over the last 12 months, the service standards of Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin Australia has been anything but acceptable. In fact, I'd almost call it abysmal. A survey released by Choice claims 40% of respondents had a flight cancelled or delayed in the past 12 months. Talk about unreliable. According to the survey, 63% of those that had a flight cancelled were given no reason for the cancellation. Again, proving the inadequate communication systems airlines have in place. So how difficult is it to explain to customers what's happening and keep them informed? I would have thought it would be pretty easy. Of course, this survey comes on the back of the debacle that's been Qantas's travel credits system and the horror stories of Jetstar passengers, and a day after Virgin Australia was named Australia's least reliable airline. So 133693, you're the customer, you're the frequent flyer, your opinion is paramount. If the representatives of Virgin Australia, Jetstar and Qantas are listening in, they've got their pens by their side. What do you want to see from our airlines to get back flying with them? Especially if you've turned to international carriers, what would lure you back to the Australian airlines? And I'm keen to hear about your experiences of these overseas carriers as well. More carriers are coming to Australia than ever before. Air India is adding new flights. I saw an advertisement for the airline from New Caledonia the other day, Air Callan. 133693, what could we learn from those airlines? What can we learn from the air systems in the US, Europe and Asia for those of you that have travelled abroad? 133693. James Nixon is author, speaker and retired A380 captain. James, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Shane. But I tell you, I was a Kendall pilot first, and Kendall Airlines taught us to stand and say goodbye to our passengers at the end of the flight. And then we took that to ANSET, and ANSET, as a pilot, you stand and say goodbye to your passengers, look in the eye, thank them, and ask them to fly with us again next time. It's a people-person business. And the problem is that this industry seems to forget that it's a people-person business. All we want you to do is to treat us the way you'd like to be treated.
It's interesting.
Don't lie to us.
It's interesting you say that, James, and I just mentioned communication. And so often you'll be sitting on a plane, it's delayed, and you're wondering, what on earth is going on? You'll ask a flight attendant, they have no idea. And even it means so much to passengers for the first officer or captain just to come over the speaker and say, look, we need fuel, or there's weather delays, or there's an aircraft behind us, just to update passengers and have that courtesy to let people know what's going on.
And I'll tell you, working for Emirates for a decade, that's a requirement. After 10 minutes of any delay, the captain has to tell the passengers
Really? Exactly
what's going on. Tell them the truth. You don't lie to them. Because, you know, the problem is they've been lied to by so many people before they get to the airplane. You know, it's a matter of knocking in touch with about 17 people before you actually get to the airplane to meet the cabin crew and the pilots who have your welfare at stake and also are in the same boat as you. So you're interacting with people from customs and people from security. These people don't even work for the airline. So all the way through the airport, you're dealing with a lot of stresses, a lot of misinformation. Even the check-in people quite often don't work for the airline. They're a subsidiary company or they're a subcontracted operator. So it's not until you get to sit in the airplane that you're actually dealing with people who are in the same boat as you, and they want to be told the truth as well.
From your flying around the world, James, does there need to be improvement among the Australian carriers? I was in the US earlier this month travelling around, and again, kind of the communication systems that they have in place, whilst the American airlines are often regarded as unreliable, there just seemed better processes in place than what we have here. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and they're regulated in America. If there are delays, the passengers have rights and rights that they can get paid for delays. They can make the captain take the airplane back to the gate and disembark them in situations. So there is, it's, because it was so bad in America for so long, it's now regulated. But it's pretty simple. All we have to do is these things. Don't cancel flights. And if you do cancel flights, refund dollars if you do. Don't say, oh, look, we'll just give you the chance to fly with us again sometime in the next 12 months. Pay their money back. Be on time. Don't lose bags. Take responsibility for the passengers' experience. So as a commander, tell them about delays. Tell them about transfer. If you're transferring, say you're coming into Melbourne and you've got passengers who are transferring to Adelaide. Now, we know this inbound on the passenger manifest. We know we might have six passengers who are going on to Adelaide. You tell the company to park your airplane next to the plane that's going to Adelaide so that the passengers don't have to run across halfway through the terminal building. Because the attitude these days is, oh, no, it's already pre-programmed. We put that program in this morning. No, you're parked on gate 11 and they're going from gate 1. Bad luck. Park the plane next to the plane with the most people who are transshipping so the baggage gets over there as well.
James,
can be done.
Can I ask you, is it a negative that Australia has what is, in effect, a duopoly? I talk about the three main carriers, Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin. Two are owned by the same company in Qantas Australia. The fact that we do have this duopoly, you look at other markets, Asia, Europe and the US, there are a handful of airlines. You can choose multiple premium airlines to travel with. You can choose multiple low-cost carriers to travel with. The fact that we have just two main carriers in this country, do they take the customer for granted?
I can hear the airline management crowded around their radios right now listening to you. The groan is incredible. It's population. I can hear them screaming from here. It's population. Look, if you had triple the population, we could have more airliners and more aircraft going around the plane and more carriers. Look at Singapore. Singapore's the same size of Melbourne and they've got about five different airlines.
Yeah.
And they're all fighting for your dollar. So, yes, we've found when you get a Tiger into the mix or you get, as we've now got, Kendall's, which is now Regional Express. They've got opposition, a 737 on a Melbourne-Sydney run as well. And we've got Bonds. So there is competition out there in the marketplace. It's just the people who are doing their job. Forget about the competition. Just do your job properly. Look after your passengers. And if you look after them, guess what? They will come back. It's called the loyalty program. But they'll only be loyal to you if you're loyal to them.
So taking a step back, we often talk about, you know, department stores. You go into one, you don't get the service, you go across the road to the other. Do airlines need to have greater respect for that customer? I think that has been the big message that's been imparted to Vanessa Hudson, the new CEO of Qantas. Better treatment of the passenger. And you talked about cancellations before, that if there is that cancellation, immediately refund the passenger as opposed to the passenger getting on the phone and having to chase for a month in order to get their $200 refund or whatever it might be.
You know, I was at the fishing club the other day and we were going on a charter. The weather was too bad. We paid $65 and the next day my money was back in my account because we couldn't go. Now, we could have gone a week later, but they said, no, we couldn't go that day. Here's your money back in your account. It's not that hard. It's not rocket surgery.
It's not that hard. If only all airlines saw it that way. James, always appreciate your insights. You can read more about James Nixon at jamesnixon.com. Great insights into the airline industry. Would love to hear